Were sexier than hell. She wasn't head-banging or jumping to the beat, but she was obviously here for the show. One corner of her glossed lips curled into a wicked smirk as she studied him back. As much as he would have liked to let her look her fill, the longer he distracted himself with this human, the farther away his target would get. And yet, where the hell had he seen her before? He turned away from the blonde, scanned the crowd again, called himself 10 kinds of stupid for being distracted by a measly human. He let his senses guide him. The darkness within his target he could stomach. It was the light that repelled him, that odd light that marked her as one of Zeus's own and told him exactly where she was located in the mass of people. There. His demon surged forward. He moved to see past a couple with spiked purple hair and caught sight of the ends of her long black locks waving in the wind as she ran past the last concertgoers and dropped down over the other side of the hill. Damn it! He picked up his pace and finally reached the peak of the grassy incline. She was already at the fence, some 30 yards below, nothing more than a shadow climbing up and over the chain link like a seasoned cat burglar. Where had this female trained? With the Argonauts themselves? He shoved that thought aside and followed. Darkness pressed in, but the eerie orange lights, spaced every so often across the vast parking lot, made her easy to see. That and his heightened night vision, now that they were out of the chaos of the concert. He was over the fence in moments, this time easily weaving through the cars in the lot. She didn't look back, but his highly attuned hearing caught every pound of her heart and each push and pull of air in her lungs as she ran toward the trees. The music faded to a dim thump. The crowd's screams died in the background. His boots crunched across the pavement, then turned quiet as he moved from asphalt to forest floor to mix with the scents of earth and moss wafting on the air. Did she think she could outrun him? Hide in the trees? It didn't matter that she could trace her roots back to Zeus himself. The female was about to learn there was no hiding from him, not when she was the key to his getting what he needed most. Douglas fir rose up around him. In the distance, the white river gurgled over rocks and downed limbs. He slowed when he saw her standing in filtered moonlight 20 yards away, still as stone and staring into the darkness as if she were nothing more than a statue. For a second, he wondered if she'd been frozen in place by some sort of dark magic. His brother Griffin possessed that gift, the ability to freeze those around him for minuscule seconds. But Griffin was now dead, his soul rotting somewhere in Hades, all thanks to Orpheus. No way his brother had cast any kind of power from the other side. And not once in 300 years had Orpheus come across another with the same gift. Which meant something else had stopped her. Or spooked her more than he had. The familiar darkness he'd sensed earlier stirred his demon within. Anxious to get to her before it did, he stepped cautiously toward her, was just about to tell her who he was so they could end this idiotic game of chase, when a voice at his back drew him to a stop. "Step away from her, demon." He turned, as did his target, toward the blonde in the goth boots, who stood near a cluster of trees. His quarry gasped. He reached out and wrapped his hand around her upper arm before she could get away. The female was nothing but skin and bones, though she was definitely quick. She struggled, but he held her firm and dragged her toward his chest. To the blonde, he growled, "Go back to the concert, woman." But before he could send the blonde packing, Orpheus realized something besides him had spooked the female in his arms. Son of a bitch. He whipped around, spotted the 3 massive males walking their way. His target tensed, sucked in a breath. Orpheus cursed his dumbass luck and pushed her behind him. He wanted to tell the blonde to run, but there was nothing these dogs liked better than a chase. He'd take care of them, then her.
"Look what we have here,"
the one in the middle said. All 3 wore sunglasses, even though it was night. But Orpheus didn't need to see their eyes to know they were glowing. He could feel it, just as he could feel his own eyes begin to glow in response. Damn it, and damn his target for running straight for them.
"Looks to me like he has plenty."